Hi everyone, it is Sophia. Welcome to Life on Audio. I am back. Did anyone miss me? I'm not sure, but I will say I was shocked to see that my last episode, the one that I posted before I left for Germany, got so many listens. It's gotten the most listens that any of my podcast episodes have gotten in a week. And like, imagine my surprise when I opened up my computer last Friday while I was still in Germany because I had to pay my rent and I decided to just check really quickly and like see where the episode was, only to see that it was like in the top five and it had only been out for like less than a week at that point. I was so surprised. I was not expecting that whatsoever. I don't know whether people were just like super interested in hearing me talk about how I was unlovable or whether people are just like feeling same way, whatever it is. I don't even know who was listening to that episode because I think I can assume at this point that there are like, I don't know how many people, but I'm assuming that there are at least a couple people who listen to my podcast episodes every week, like without a fail. And I love you guys for that. But I don't think it's like that many people. Like, yeah, I just don't think it's that many people. I'm guessing maybe like, I don't even know what to assume. Maybe like 10, 20 people who listen to my episodes every week without like a fail. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know who was listening to that episode. But anyways, if you're new here and that was the first episode you listened to, hi, welcome. I know I took a little break. I was gone for a week, which was actually kind of nice. It's kind of weird speaking into a microphone again. I know it hasn't even been that long. It's been like two-ish weeks since I last recorded an episode, but for some reason, I think because it was such a drastic change and now I'm like coming back into my real life again, everything feels weird right now. Like it just does. So I thought I would use this episode just to kind of like do a little spring break recap. I don't even know if I can call it spring break, but I'm calling it spring break because I don't know what else to call it. But more so, you guys probably know me at this point. If you've been listening to me, you know that I think a lot. I am a huge overthinker. I'm constantly thinking. And as you guys can probably imagine, I did a lot of thinking while I was abroad. And I feel like it was actually very productive thinking. I can't say that I usually am very productive in thought. I mean, yes, sometimes I am, but not always. But I think a lot of the thoughts that I was having in the time that I was there were insanely productive. And I took a lot away from the trip. Well, actually, I can't even say I took a lot from it. I think I just took some very core things from the trip and from kind of the thoughts that I had and the experiences I had while I was there. And it sort of changed my life. I don't want to say it that drastically, but the core thoughts that I did have, like they were core, okay? They were big. They were big, okay? And I'm going to get into it and I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to share how I've been feeling and how the trip made me feel and the experiences I had and these thoughts and all that because I wanted to reflect on it because I think this was really what I needed. You know, I've done this trip multiple times now. This is my 9th time in Germany and the trip is always the same. It's not, I know whenever I say Germany, people are always like, oh my God, that's so cool. That's so exciting. But like, you have to understand when I'm going to Germany, I'm going to visit family in like a small rural town in Germany. And it's beautiful. It's my paradise. It's the most beautiful place on this planet Earth, in my opinion. But it's not like anything super exciting. I guess maybe to other people, maybe because I've done it so many times and it kind of just feels like the same thing over again each time. I mean, we did have a 5-year gap. So I guess it was exciting being back. But anyways, maybe to other people, like if I were to tell them everything we did, they'd be like, that is so cool. That sounds so exciting. But I don't think of it as like the most exciting thing. I think of it as just like going to like another home in a way, like another place that I consider home and just kind of like living my life there instead of living it where I'm used to living. I don't know if that makes sense, but like we'll get into it. But yeah, I wouldn't say the trip is like particularly exciting. Like we didn't travel around. We didn't go to like the cities. We didn't go to like any cool places. It really was about visiting family. This was also one of the shorter trips we took. So for us, it was kind of just like try and see everyone in the short amount of time we have, which actually is surprisingly hard. Okay. It's actually really hard to do that. I somehow thought we would be like, okay, basically, let me explain. Going into this trip, I thought that I was going to have a ton of time to like think and just like do stuff. I just thought I was going to have a lot of downtime because usually when we go, like that's kind of the vibe. Again, small town, there's not a lot to do. And again, we're usually just visiting family. So I thought I would have like at least a couple of hours each day to just kind of like do whatever. And I was going to spend that time obviously thinking, reflecting on college and then like thinking about the future. And then I also thought, okay, maybe I'll start writing a little bit. I'll read. Like I thought it was going to be this like very like peaceful trip, you know, mixed with seeing family and stuff like that. And It was not that. It was absolutely not that. I would say the trip was like decently chaotic. I think the big thing is there was just so many people to see and so many things to do in such a short amount of time. So there actually wasn't a ton of downtime. For some reason, the time just like flew and our days somehow managed to be jam-packed no matter what day it was. Like there was not one singular day where I was like, today we just kind of like were at home and we're just hanging out. Like maybe the first couple of days were a little bit more like that, but it just felt like every day there was like so much to do and the day was like jam-packed, and it was like we'd wake up, we'd have breakfast, and then we'd like be on to like getting ready and like starting the day and blah blah, and then next thing I would know it's like nighttime and we're going to sleep again. And I was like, oh okay, well there's the day. Like I guess I didn't get to do what I thought I was gonna do while I was here. But I think that was a good thing because essentially it forced me to like not think too much about everything that's going on in my life, which you guys know a lot is going on in my life, and I'm in a very weird place in my life right now, although I feel a lot more content about it now after this trip, and we're gonna get into that because I made some realizations. But I think the big thing is I thought I was gonna have time to, like, I had a little bit of like a laundry list of items that I wanted to do while I was there, and I didn't really get any of it done, but I'm like in a good way because it's not like stuff that was like urgent, like things that I needed to get done. It was all just like, oh, like I want to write, oh I want to kind of think about post-grad plans, oh I want to do like, you know, x y and z, and like I got certain stuff done, but it wasn't like I was like dwelling on it. Like it wasn't like I was spending a lot of time on it. It was kind of a very quick like, okay, we're just doing this right now when we have time and then move on to the next thing. And I think that was just good because I feel like sometimes I just have way too much time to think, and that's where it like all becomes unproductive. You know, love thinking, but I think once it gets unproductive, it's just like not the healthiest thing. Like I know it's hard to curb those unproductive thoughts because sometimes you're just gonna think, and like it's hard to not think unless you're like distracting yourself. But sometimes when you're distracting yourself, that's not healthy either because you're using like unhealthy distractions, like going on your phone, watching something like social media. Like that's not a healthy way to distract yourself from unproductive thoughts. But in this case, like everything just felt productive, okay? Even if I wasn't actually getting the things that I thought I was going to get done while I was there. Not sure whether I mentioned this in the podcast episode where I was telling you guys that I was going to Germany, but we didn't have Wi-Fi in the house, which was a good and bad thing. Let me get into that. As you guys know, and if you follow me on TikTok, you know that I was like posting continuously while I was there. I knew that I wasn't going to get like the podcast episode out. I knew that I wasn't going to get any like YouTube videos out, but I was like, I still want to post on TikTok. Like I feel like I'm in a good place. And also I like sharing my life on there, and it's very easy to share my life on there. Whereas like with the podcast, like I have a ton of editing to do, same with like YouTube. So it's like, if I want to just share what's going on in my current life, like TikTok is a place to be because I can do that really quick and easy. So that was the goal, to just keep posting while I was there. But I wasn't really sure going into it because I didn't remember like what the data situation was. Like I wasn't sure whether, I knew we weren't gonna have Wi-Fi, so it was like, that's not a possibility. But I was like, okay, is my data gonna work? Like, is it not gonna work? And the situation ended up being that my data did work, thank goodness. But day like two hits, I think, or three, day two or three hits. And all of a sudden they're like, you're out of the 5 gigabytes. And I was like, knew it, because what was I doing? I was posting my TikToks, like 5 to 6 TikToks a day. Actually, I don't know how many I was posting, but I was posting at least like 3 a day. And I felt bad because I was like taking it up for everyone else in the family. And then we still had data, but it was just working so slowly. And guys, when I tell you it took so long to post a singular TikTok, if I was lucky, the TikTok would get posted in like an hour to hour and a half, okay? And it would always start at 60%. So it would take an hour and a half to get from 60% to 100 and post. Like in the morning, the data would be better because I guess, you know, we weren't using it for a while. I don't know. But it would usually be better in the morning. So I would try and get everything posted. But sometimes I'd post things like at night because again, it took like an hour and a half to post. So it's like every time I want to post a new TikTok, I'd have to start the cycle again. And so many times it would run into like the night, like closer to when I was going to bed. And I was like, I need this TikTok to post. Like I wanted it to post today. I don't want to wait until tomorrow. And oh my God, it was a whole thing. And like sometimes at night, it just like would not, it would take like the longest time. And it would just get to a point where I was like, I can't keep waiting. Like it's been 2 hours since we started this process and it still hasn't posted. And it's like not moving whatsoever. So I was really putting in the work. Well, my phone was really putting in the work to get those TikToks posted. But all was well, we're back. I still don't think we have that much data. I think like we just kind of like really used it up. But it's okay, we're back on Wi-Fi. I don't know how I feel about that though, because it was kind of nice like not having Wi-Fi. Because part of it also was just the fact that like I didn't really get to scroll on TikTok, and that was a really good thing, okay? Sometimes I will get ideas by scrolling on TikTok, but like I don't need to scroll on TikTok to get ideas as to what to post because my TikToks are less about trends and more just about me and what I'm going through. But it was really nice not scrolling, because I feel like I'll doom scroll and then I'll just like get super concerned and I'll be like, why am I not this? Why am I not that? Why are my videos not like blowing up like this? Like, I don't know. I'll just like get super like, it's just like, again, unproductive thoughts where I'm like, A, doom scrolling, and then B, like having unproductive thoughts while like scrolling through TikTok. And so it was nice not doing that. And I wish there was a way, because the problem is it's like habit, you know, like once I get back, I'm like, okay, well, I'm back on Wi-Fi, I can scroll continuously. I don't know how I can try and like curb that habit so that I can post but not really scroll, if you know what I mean. I probably will not figure it out, but I can try, you know. I am currently trying to like enact some new habits, because here's the thing, I feel like every time I come from abroad, like for example when I went to India last year and I came back, that was when I like changed my entire lifestyle for the better. That's when I started waking up early, that's when I started working out specifically in the morning, but just working out period. I also started eating better and stuff like that. Like I started really like implementing these lifestyle changes, and it all happened when I came back because I was on a very early schedule because of the time difference. And so I just managed to continue it, and since then I've been on a good cycle. But I'm trying to do the same thing again, where I'm trying to like enact an early wake up schedule, because I find it a lot easier to like wake up at like 7 o'clock in LA, but I find it extremely difficult to get myself up before like 9-10 o'clock here in Miami. I think, again, time difference, although it's not a drastic time difference, but I think that's like really it. So I'm like trying to get myself on an early schedule here. So I did wake up at 7:30 today, and it was really nice. I also didn't sleep with my phone in the room, so I didn't use my phone before I went to bed, and I didn't use it like first thing when I woke up. Like I got out of bed and then went to my phone. I don't know if I'm going to be successful, but I'm going to try and like implement it, because I think I mentioned this like in one of my other episodes where I was like, this is a habit of mine and like I do want to try and break it, but I think it's hard to just go cold turkey with it. But because while I was in Germany, I wouldn't have my phone in the room, so I wouldn't like scroll at night, and I also wouldn't scroll in the morning. Like I'd first have to get out of bed and then like go to my phone and check what was going on, plus I couldn't scroll. But anyways, the point is that was just a really good habit, so I'm going to try and keep doing that while I am here. Also, I think I forgot to mention this, but we got back yesterday evening, and just being back has been so weird. Like, you know, it's funny because I do this transition from home and then going away from home and then being back, but I think just like going to Germany was such a drastic change compared to anything I've done in a while, that being back was like, it truly felt so weird. And so I'm still kind of just like acclimating to being back, and I'm having some thoughts, I'm having some feelings, and some of it has to do with things that I like, those thoughts and feelings that I had while I was in Germany. And some of it is just like, oh yeah, I forgot about this. And now it's like kind of flooding back, and it's been interesting. Okay, first I'll do like highlights of the trip, exciting things that happened. Like I said, it's a very like mundane trip when we do it. And especially this one, like initially we thought maybe we would be able to do like a day trip to Munich or just like a day trip to like some place nearby. And then there was another place that my mom wanted to go to. It's like a little island, but we didn't end up getting any of that done. And honestly, we were reaching for the stars when we thought we were going to get that done. I was a little disappointed. I just like, I wish I could have stayed for longer. And like in hindsight, because it was mentioned when we booked this trip, but also it was like super last minute and I was like so caught up in school and studying and finals and the whole thing, and I was just like, I don't have time to plan this. But there was this mention of like, oh, maybe Sophia stays behind and like travels a little bit, because I do want to do a Europe trip. I would have loved to stay for longer, especially now that I'm back, but anyways, would have loved to stay for longer, but the idea of planning it was just like way too much at the time, so it's fine, it didn't happen. I am back, I'm gonna be back home for the next like 3 weeks before I have to go back to LA again. I'm not sure how I feel about this right now. I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I want to be back, but yeah, I would have loved to stay and like see stuff. That's the thing. I think for me, it was fun seeing family and all that, but I was like, can we do like a day where we don't see family and instead like see something else? But it just like, we didn't have the time for that. So, okay, highlights of the trip. Let's think. Okay, I think honestly, the biggest one is that I became an aunt again. One of my cousins, well, his baby was born while we were there. And it was funny because the baby's due date was Saturday. Currently it's Tuesday, so just a couple of days ago. And like we were gonna leave on Monday. So obviously if the baby had been born on the day that it was supposed to be born, we wouldn't have seen it. But it was born the Saturday before, which was perfect timing. We actually got to meet the baby and I got to hold the baby, and now I want a baby myself. It was most precious thing ever, a little boy. And yeah, I haven't held a baby, especially not that small of a baby, in genuinely such a long time. I also got to meet my other two, well, niece and nephew, because they've been born in the time that we haven't been there. For reference, I haven't been to Germany since I was 17 years old. No, I think I was actually 16 years old. It was the summer between my junior and senior year of high school. So it's been a really, really long time since I've been, and a lot's happened. Like, I have three cousins, for reference. Okay. Two of them have gotten married. Now two of them have had children. One of them built a house. Like, they're just like, they're growing up. Okay, we're all growing up, but like, I don't know, being there was just such a weird moment because it took me back to my childhood. And this is something I'm going to talk about in terms of one of the epiphanies I had while I was there. It took me back to my childhood because now that I really think about it, in a way I've had like, this is going to sound weird, but also I think it makes sense. I feel like I've had like three childhood homes in the sense that, yes, I had like where I grew up, like Miami, that's kind of like my childhood place, home, I guess, childhood home. But then I guess like Germany is also representative of my childhood home, and specifically the house that we were staying in, which is my mom's actual childhood home. And I know the house like the back of my hand. Like the moment I got there, it's like so familiar to me. Obviously there have been changes and stuff like that, but like the house remains intact as it has been this entire time. Like literally nothing has changed in the house, and I know the house like the back of my hand. And that's when I realized, like, oh yeah, this is really like something of my childhood, you know, like when I think about it, like this house in a way represents a big part of my childhood and like a big part of myself too. And then I guess also because I'm half Indian and I've also been now to India 9 times, that is another like childhood home of mine. And actually my grandmother and my aunt moved out of like the house that I would go to as a child. So like my most recent visit was the first time where we were in their like new home, and it was definitely weird. I think it was like different because I was, again, I knew like the house that they lived in as I was growing up, like the back of my hand as well. So yeah, I guess I have like different childhood homes in a way. Like obviously some of them I don't visit as often, but I think they're still home. You know, they are very representative of my childhood, and that made me, it really took me back. Like in that moment, I didn't feel like I was 21 and like an adult. I felt like I was, you know, like a teenager, like young teenager, just living life and not having experienced the things that I've experienced. And it really did take me back. But seeing them and seeing the fact that like basically all of my cousins at this point have settled down in some way or another, whether it's having a kid, having a home, being married, was so strange because obviously they've always been older than me, but they're not like, the one that just had a child is not that much older than me. He's, I think, 4 years older than me. So he's 26 now, 25, 26. But I never thought of him as being like that much older than me when I was growing up. Like I knew there was that age difference, but it's not a significant, like me and my sister have a greater age difference than I have with him. And thinking about the fact that he's like now has a child, it's like so strange. Yeah, it was really weird seeing them like in a way completely different. Like their lives are completely different from what they were when I saw them last. And it was funny because like for so long they were like the older, cooler like cousins, and now I'm like, you guys have children and a house and like you have settled down. And now I'm thinking about myself and I'm like, I'm not that far off from that either. Like I am, but you know, if I think about it in terms of like proportion, I'm like, in a way I'm actually not that far off either. Like I feel like I am still so far off, but looking at you guys, I'm like, no, it's actually closer than I thought it was. But yeah, I got to meet my other niece and nephew. My oldest cousin had 2 children in the time that I've been gone. And one of them is 2, and she's the cutest thing ever. She's so sweet. I spent the majority of time with her, and yeah, it was fun. I saw my grandmother quite a bit too, nearly every day, I think. She lives in an older people's home now. She's been living there for, I think, like 5-6 years. So it's actually been a really long time, which again, like time, it was just this like weird sense of time while I was there where I was like, I don't feel like I'm as old as I am. I don't feel like I am old enough to have experienced the things that I have. And right now I'm being taken back to like when I was younger and I was like thinking about those experiences and like that kind of life and being like, oh my God, imagine being able to live that. But it's like, I've actually lived it now, and it was so, so strange. Like I thought I was like 13, 14 years old, not 21. On our last night there, we actually went out. Like me and my sister went out because my sister is now like of legal drinking age in Germany. And that was an interesting experience. I mean, again, really small town, like teeny tiny town, okay? Teeny tiny rural town. But they have this thing called the Ostertanz, which is like an Easter dance. And I guess it's like one of the few opportunities that like young people have in this town to go out. And we ended up going. you know, it honestly felt very familiar to me. Like, it felt like just kind of like a mix of experiences I've had in terms of going out in the US. But I guess it was like a cool experience to just kind of like compare it to like what I've experienced and just see what it is like going out in Germany. I mean, not going out, like not bar, club or anything, but just like going to like a dance, I guess, in Germany. Kind of remind me, I think it gave a lot of like high school dance vibes, but obviously with alcohol and like not that parental supervision, because I feel like high school dances usually have like teachers and stuff like that. Although I've actually never been to a high school dance before. I went to homecoming. That's like the closest thing. But like, I've never been to like a high school dance that was like in a gym. Like, it felt kind of like a gym. It's like a gym vibe, you know, like dance in a gym. I don't know if that makes sense, but that was it. Trying to think if there was anything else exciting that happened. Oh, I have one friend in this town. I've known her since we were like, honestly, maybe younger than this, but at least like 4 or 5 years old. Every single time that I've been there, I've seen her, except for I think the exception of one time. But yeah, we usually hang out. We played a lot when we were younger, but now it's more like seeing her once. And so I saw her and talked. Oh, and my German got better, which was really nice, which I'm going to get into too. But yeah, I held a whole conversation with her in German. And I said it at the beginning. I was like, I'm sorry, my German's really bad. And she was like, no, it's actually really good. And I was like, thank you. And there were multiple people. Like, we went to church on the night before Easter. And then afterwards, there was this like little town get together at this, like, okay, I don't know how to explain it. But the point is, there was this little get together and there were a lot of like people from the neighborhood. And my mom was like introducing me to people that she like went to school with, which was kind of crazy. She was like, oh, that's my classmate. And I was like, oh, no way. Like, it's such a difference when you've grown up in the United States in a city. Like, I've always been a city girl. Haven't even like really experienced like rural small town America. And then you go somewhere where, first off, Germany, so different country, but then also like small town rural vibes. And I feel like that's always been kind of the disconnect with like my cousins. It's like we have experienced very different lives. Like, I get to kind of role play their life when I'm there, but it's not, the experiences that I have are very different from anything that they've experienced. And like, I'm coming into like, I guess, like role playing their life for like a week or so with those experiences. Like, I don't know, it's just very different. But sometimes, like, you know, when I'm there, I think about it and I'm like looking around at like the neighbors, and my mom's talking about how like she grew up with this neighbor, and like, it's like people stay there for like generations and have like the same house for generations and the whole thing. And I was just like thinking to myself, and I was like when she started pointing out classmates and just being like, yeah, this is, or like, this was my classmate's house. I was just thinking about it. And I was like, it's crazy to think about like time. Cause you know, my mom's a lot older than I am, and like how much time has elapsed for her, and like the way that she knows still where people live or like who people are, you know, but just by looking at them and like knowing that they were her classmates, and then thinking about the fact that these people like have remained in this small town and like continue to live their life there while my mom like left said small town and went to college and then went to get her PhD and then moved abroad and started her whole life there with a family and job and all that. And yeah, I mean, I wish I could get my mom on this podcast and just be like, so what is it like going back? But I did ask her, and she was kind of like, I just like fall back into the familiar patterns. And she definitely does, because I think she's just like, she really has lived a double life. Yeah, she really has lived a double life. Like, the life that she lived there is so different from, I guess, the life that she lives here. Obviously, there's like similarities, but it's, I think, still insanely different from each other. And yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if I could do it. Like, I don't know. Obviously, if you grow up in that experience environment, it's just your norm. But I think trying to go into, like, I don't think I could go from where I've been now to going into that. But I don't think a lot of people could, you know? Anyways, so those are kind of the highlights. That's just been that. Now let's get into these little epiphanies I had, okay? Because I think you guys are going to be very interested to hear it, especially if you listened to my podcast episode last week. This is a very drastic change from that one. It's actually to the point that I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I'm like, just leave it out. Like, I don't even want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it because I think you guys are going to be interested in hearing this. So I guess I'll just get into that first, and then I'll talk about the other one. I care about the other one a lot more than I care about this one, but I think I need to share it. So a little flip switched, a little epiphany happened and everything changed. And I cannot lie, I am a little scared that being back here is going to change everything again. Before I get into the epiphanies, let me tell you how I felt. I felt really good in Germany. I felt really good. I don't even know how to explain it, but it was just like, everything that had been worrying me in life and just like weighing heavy on my heart and head and the whole thing just kind of like dissolved. And I was like, it's actually not that big of a deal. Like, this is literally not that big of a deal. Did I think about some things a little bit more? Yes. Did I worry about some things while I was there? Yes. And then I would like think about it a little bit more. And I was like, no, wait, literally, why am I worrying about this? Like, it's not that big of a deal. It was so interesting. It was so interesting because I just, yeah, I felt so good. And I feel like I haven't felt that good for like an extended period of time in a while. I mean, yes, I have, but it's just like, I don't know, I felt good. I felt really good. And it was such a breath of fresh air because you guys know, like, I come onto this podcast every week and I'm sharing the things that I'm struggling with in life. And I feel like recently there's always something. Like, I feel like while I've been in college, there's just always been, well, not while I've been in college, but like at least the past 2 years, there's always been something. This like is going to sound pessimistic, but like I was thinking about it in the shower yesterday. And I was kind of thinking about how like there was this day a couple of months ago, or maybe even just like a month ago, like kind of recently, I had this thought where I was like, my life hasn't truly been good in like a really long time. And I know that sounds crazy pessimistic. And the moment I thought that, I was like, no. Like, I'm not thinking about it that way. But I was kind of thinking about it. And I was like, I feel like there's just always been something. Like, I haven't had like an extended period of time where it's just been good. Like, I've just been at peace and I've been good. The last time that I really felt that way was when I was in New York over the summer. Like, I think I felt so at peace. I was just very content with life. And like, was everything perfect? No. Were there things that I was stressing out about from time to time? Yes. But like, as a whole, I just thought of that period of my life as like being good. Like, I was very happy with how it went. And I was very happy with life. And I'm not saying that it was perfect, but it was good, you know? But I think basically since then, like, it's not that I haven't had good periods. It's just like, I think the way that my life has sort of been over the past 2 years, it's more like having good days, bad days, or like maybe good weeks, bad weeks. But honestly, at this point, it's just day by day. Like, I have days that are really great, and then I have days that are just like really not great. And that's just kind of been where I've been at. And there's just always been something. Like, there's always been something. Even like if my life as a whole, like in general, was seemingly good, like there was always something kind of penetrating into it that just like wasn't good. I know I keep saying good, but I don't know how to explain it. I've talked quite a bit about my experience at the University of Miami, and I know I haven't really talked about it super in depth, and one day I will, but I always talk about how like I was so at peace during that time. But the reality of the situation was, yes, I was at peace and I was happy with where I was at, and like it was a good environment for me, but there were certain things that I was like really struggling with, and they took precedence in that time. So while as like a whole I was at peace, like, and I wasn't actually at peace. Like, for example, just to like explain, my first semester at the University of Miami, I was hardcore struggling mentally. Like, I was in a really bad place mentally, and it just like kept declining, and that was like really overpowering. And so while in a way, yes, I was like at peace, like in comparison to what I was experiencing when I was still like a sophomore at UCLA, it wasn't like I was like totally at peace. Like, I was really struggling with this one thing. And then again, like my second semester, it was like, then there was a family thing that was like taking precedence. And like, for example, once I like quote unquote dropped out of the University of Miami and I spent a couple of months not being in school, like life was good. I had my cutesy little apartment. I had my boyfriend. I had creating content. Like, I was happy, but there was this one big thing. And it's not like I think anyone would be struggling with it. You know, like it's not like something that you're like, oh, we'll just deal with it. It's like, you can't deal with it. Like, it's just something that's in your life that's like taking precedence. And that was kind of where I was at. So I just like, I mean, I guess maybe like this past summer, like the summer between my, but there was still stuff, you know, like I was dealing with like the breakup stuff and all that. So it's like there hasn't been an extended period of time, when I mean extended, like at least a month, where like everything has just been good, you know, like maybe not perfect, but good, essentially. Or I've just felt good. You know, like when you just feel good, everything is just okay. That's what I mean. Yeah, I haven't had that in such a long time. And I feel like, I know it was just a week, but I just felt good. Like, I felt really good. And I haven't felt that way in such a long time. And it was a breath of fresh air, because I was really struggling like my last quarter, you know, like there were certain things that just like weighed so heavy on my mind. And no matter what I did, I couldn't get rid of them. I tried so hard. And I think you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Tried so hard to get rid of it. And it just would not go away, and it just kept haunting me alive. And I was trying not to like let it overpower, but it was overpowering in a sense. But this trip, and I'm hoping and praying that like from here on out we're good. I just want to be good, guys. Okay, I'm hoping from here on out things are good. But if they're not, I know exactly what the solution to it is. I know that sounds like really confident, but I think I do actually know what the solution is, and we'll get into that. That's the next thing. But the thing that I'm going to first talk about is, as you guys heard in my last podcast episode, I was talking about how I still was just like thinking so much about my first relationship and the person that I dated and the whole thing. And it was still really overpowering my mind. And I was getting to a point where I was like, I don't know anymore what to think of this, because it just feels like it's been going on for too long. And it's just like, it's remained in strength in a sense. Like, it's not like it's gotten better over time. It feels like it's gotten worse, even though I'm like, I think that like personally I've gotten better with it, maybe. Like, I've been able to handle it more. I don't know, but I was just like, it's not going away. And it's not getting less either. Like, it's not lessening in any way. And it was just so frustrating. And literally a couple of days before we flew out, there was this night where I literally cried myself to sleep because of that. And I have not shed, you know, I think in comparison to most people when they're going through a breakup, like I did not shed a ton of tears over that relationship. Like, the last time I think I cried over it was probably like around the time that I broke no contact, like maybe a little bit after that, but maybe when I went no contact again. But like, it's been a really long time, you know. But for some reason, there was just, first off, I read Normal People, if you guys have read the book. Like, I think I've heard about people crying about it, and guys, I don't cry over books or movies, but I think it was just like something my sister had said earlier that day about said relationship and said person. And then I finished the book and I just kind of was like, wow, why is this still bothering me? My sister said something along the lines of like, he just doesn't care about you that way. And I was like, I know, like I've known, but I think hearing it again was just like a slap in the face, and it just hurt. So it was literally like a couple of days before I flew out, I was having this moment. Get to Germany. I'm here. I'm thinking about my childhood. I feel like I'm in my childhood again. I feel like I'm 14, 15 years old, you know, not old enough to date, not old enough to all of that, right? And I have this epiphany, which is like the most simple epiphany ever, but it's like, it was like a flip literally switched in my head. And I was like, oh my God, like I've been waiting for this all along. And here we are. I'm hoping it's like a forever switch, but I'm a little scared because I'm like, now that I'm back, we're back, you know? I think the problem is I just don't feel well here. Like, I don't feel well in the United States. And I know that may sound crazy, but like, I think that's my problem. I think that's my ultimate problem. And I think I need a change. But we'll get into that because that's the next thing. Anyways, I had the switch where I was like, I had a life before him and I'm going to have a life after him. And both versions of my life are not going to contain him. And it was just like, oh my gosh, like I had a life before him. Sophia, like you experienced so much of life, and just like being there, being in a place where like that was my life before him. Like, this is a place that he's never experienced before with me. He's never, like, he hasn't been there, you know? Like, even if he wasn't actually, like, hadn't actually visited, like there's no experience that I have in this place with him, whether it's texting him, whether it's him actually being there, like none of that. And I feel like time and time again, like all the places that I've been, I mean, LA in a way, like when I first moved, it was a new place, but it still felt, LA itself started dating there. So it's like, that wasn't it. But this was like the first place I feel like where I went and I was just like, this is something new. This is something, not new, but this is something different. It's something old and it's something new and it's different. And it, in comparison to everywhere else that I've been, it's been a complete change. And it doesn't have him in it, and it never has, and it never will. And that was like a breath of fresh air. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, I'm good. I am good. 11 months of trying to heal from this breakup and relationship and this person. And all it took was a trip to Germany to just have that flip switch and be like, okay, cool. That happened. Great. There's something new. Everything's different now. Like I said, I'm trying not to freak out about the fact that I'm back, because I feel like it's going to be easy to get those thoughts back. But I just like, it kind of did it for me. I don't even know how to explain. There was also like this night where I kind of was thinking about, I remembered something that I think I had just like suppressed, and it was not a fun memory. It was actually not a great memory of him and like something that he kind of did to me. And I was a little shocked when I remembered it, because I was like, oh my God, I forgot this happened. And it's like a recent memory too. Like, it didn't happen that long ago. It wasn't even from our relationship. It was from after the relationship. And I was like, I can't believe I was still okay with all of that after that happened to me. I don't know. And then when I told my sister, she was like, you're the one who keeps like talking about him, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know why I had just like taken this memory, because it was such a monumental thing, taken this memory and just like suppressed it and forgotten about it when it really did like demonstrate the character of the situation. And but it's hard, you know, it's hard when you're like ruminating about it and you're just thinking so much about it. It's so hard. It's hard to take the bad and be like, look, see, okay, so now stop, like stop thinking about it, stop feeling about it, you know, like it's, you can't just do that. You can't just turn it off. But I think this like moment, it was like first realizing that there was a before and after, then realizing, oh, this thing happened and like that was not a pretty thing, like didn't like that. I just like this combination of stuff, and I was like, okay, we're good. Well, that was it. Crazy. Literally crazy. So, you know, when people say like time heals everything, I think that works with certain things. With other things, it just doesn't. With other things, you just need to like literally switch the narrative and have a total change in your life, or just experience something completely new, or go back to something else. Sometimes the flip just switches. And this was one of those things where I think the flip just switched, and it wasn't about time. It was literally about experience. And that was it. And now I don't even want to talk about it, because I'm just like, ugh. I mean, no, I didn't waste a lot of time, but it just feels like I in a way wasted so much time just like pondering over it and thinking about it and feeling over it. And like, I think that's necessary. And obviously it's been a good while since everything happened. Like in a way it's about time that, you know, like I was getting to a point where I was like, can we just like be done with this? Because it's just been too long. Like it feels like it's been too long that I've been dealing with this. So yeah, in a way it was about time. And so sure, maybe if I just carried on, but I don't know, like, but if I'd carried on the life that I was living, maybe with time, like it would heal the whole thing. But I think really this like change was what I needed to like flip the narrative and flip the switch and just be like, okay, and we're moving on with life. Finally, like this is my new life, and it doesn't have him, and it doesn't need to have him anymore. Like we don't need to have that relationship in this. I've been carrying it with me like as if it were like, I don't know, my pet lizard. Like I've been carrying it with me this entire time, but like pet lizard has got to go. I don't know why I use that, but whatever, pet lizard. So that was the first thing. That was like monumental, literally monumental. And it's like the moment the flip switched, it was like, I don't even want to think about this anymore. Like when I got back and I was explaining it to my dad, because I kind of was like, this trip kind of changed everything for me. Not everything, but like changed some major things for me. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, wait till you hear this. And I said it. And as I was saying it, I literally was just like, you know, I was thinking about like my relationships. And he was like, oh, like the relationships you have in your life right now. And I was like, oh no, I mean the one from back then, you know, that thing that happened. Like I didn't even want to talk about it. I just wanted to like say it and have him know what I'm talking about and then just like move on. So yeah, anyway, so there was that. So hoping that sticks. Okay, my dad even said it. He was like, yeah, I hope that's a forever thing too for you, just because it does take a lot of time, and like it just takes a lot from you. Like it really does drain you, and it makes you feel so like unwell. It keeps you in the past when you don't need to be in the past. It was like really like no matter how good my life became, I was still so stuck in it. Like it's still just held me back. It was just going to constantly hold me back until the flip switched. And the flip, I think, has switched. And I'm hoping it was a one-time switch and you keep it there and you can't switch it back, you know? Anyways, that was the first thing. The second thing was about post-grad. You guys have probably listened to my post-grad plans episode. If you haven't, you can go listen to it. I've also talked a lot about it on TikTok, where I'm just kind of like, I don't really know what I'm doing. Like I do know what I'm doing, but I don't know what I'm doing. In the sense that what I want to do is not like a concrete plan per se. Like it's not like there's like a guidebook on how you do it. And then also like it's not like the norm. You know, I feel like the norm after graduation, after graduating college, is you either go to grad school or you get a job. It's one or the other. There's not really like a lot of other options out there. It's very rare for people to kind of deviate from the norm. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to deviate from the norm because I don't think I could be content in the norm. I mean, I could maybe. Maybe it's something I just need to try. And maybe one day I will try. But for now, it's something that I don't want to try. Okay. I don't know if that makes sense. But I just like, I want to be able to deviate from the norm first, see how that goes. And then if it fails, then maybe take myself back into the norm. But the hope is obviously eventually that I don't have to deviate from the norm. You know, like I'm hoping that everything I'm doing now or everything that I want to do will work out well enough that I don't have to say, okay, I have to give this up now so that I can go do what everyone else is doing in a way. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just like, I don't want to do that. You know, it's a personal thing. Anyways, I don't know how well I explained it in my post-grad plans thing, but basically plan A for me was pursue passion projects. But I have a time limit on that. I basically told myself, I'm going to give myself 6 months with these passion projects. I can paint, I can write, I can create my content, whatever. Anything else I want to do, throw that in there, do it. Do it however I please. Enjoy the time. Don't worry about anything else. Just enjoy it. Have fun. But it's like, I can't do that forever. And obviously I have to think about the fact that eventually I do personally want to become financially independent and I want to be making my own money. And I eventually would like to move into my own place. I'm at this point where it's like, I should be becoming an adult. And that's why people go to grad school or get a job. But I am choosing something that maybe makes it a little bit harder for me to become an adult just yet. Like, I still have to rely on other people, but eventually I would like to not have to rely on other people. And when I mean eventually, I don't mean like in a couple of years. I mean like in a year or so. Like in a year's time, I hope that I'm doing something that allows me to live life as like an adult. I don't know if that makes sense, but like when I mean adult, I mean like someone who's just fully self-sufficient. Their life is their life, you know, and no one else is contributing to it essentially. So I don't know if these passion projects are going to get me there. You know, if I'm lucky, they will. Not lucky, but if I, you know, if things go well, they will. And that would be amazing. And that obviously, like, I'd be over the moon if that's the thing. And that's what I want. That's like my dream right now. But being realistic, it's like, I don't know if that's going to get me there. So then plan B for me always was corporate America. And I think you guys at this point also know how I feel about corporate America. Not my favorite. Do I think that I could work in corporate America? Yes. Do I think I could work in corporate America and be like decently content? Also, yes. Depending on what kind of job I have. Okay. I would have to be in a very specific field job, the whole thing. But whatever. I think it's possible. I don't think it's an impossible feat. The problem is I would prefer not to go into corporate America. I feel like it's inevitable. Like, this is how I felt this entire time. I'm like, okay, well, at some point I'm gonna have to do it. But it's like, I would prefer to avoid it. Like, if I could avoid it, I will avoid it. But if I can't, I'll go into it. I'll be good. You know, like, I think I'll be fine, at least for a couple of years. Like, I think I could do it for a couple of years and then move on to another thing. But I don't particularly want to do that. Essentially, I'm not happy that that's my plan B. Like, I would have preferred if something else was my plan B, but I couldn't think of anything else because I feel like corporate America is like what we're given when we're like living in the US. We're like, you can either do this or you can do that. Like, you can go to grad school or you can go get a job, and the job is probably like some sort of corporate America or something like that. Like, when I talk corporate America, I literally just mean like getting a job, because I feel like the kind of thing that I want to do is more like corporate-ish. Like, obviously you can do non-corporate, but like, I mean like working a 9-to-5 essentially. All of a sudden I'm sitting in Germany, and I think like on day 2 or day 3, me and my mom had a conversation, and my mom was like, yeah, you know, you could study here in Germany. And I was like, oh my gosh, what if I got a master's here in Germany? What if I studied here in Germany? It was never my plan to go back to school. It still kind of isn't. I think I'm like up in the air as to whether that's what I do. But then I was thinking about it and I was like, no, literally, what if I moved abroad? I was like, I think this is actually what I need to do. Maybe first move abroad to work, get a job. It's not that I'm against getting a job. It's just like, I don't want to get a job that I'm like super unhappy about. Like, I don't want to be discontent in what I'm doing for work. And I know that's easier said than done, but like, what if I moved to Germany? Or I think another place that I've considered, because okay, here's the thing. Like, another thing is I just was stressing out about it so much over the past like couple of months where I was like, oh my God, I'm graduating soon. Like, what's my plan? I always knew that the first thing I wanted to do was my passion projects, and there is no concrete plan for that. So I always knew I wasn't going to have a solid plan for anything I was doing. Like, it's never going to be like, let's have like a concrete plan and it's set in stone and that's what you're doing, and there's no really like changing it once you've set it in stone. But I think it was like, I was just so stressed about, you know, the future and if things were going to work out, and like if my dreams were going to work out, and if the passion projects were going to work out, and whether I was going to have to go into corporate America, whether it was inevitable, like the whole thing. And I was like, I know I don't want to, but I feel like I have to. And all it took, again, was this trip to Germany for me to just like open up my eyes and be like, wait, there's this other option. And I think this actually might be it. I could move abroad. And yes, it probably is the same thing like working or going to grad school, but it's something different. And I think that's what I really needed at this point in my life. Like I said, I felt so good while I was there, and I can't guarantee that that's how I'm going to feel if I like move there. I feel like what I've needed for a while now is like a complete reset on life. And I feel like it's hard to achieve that when you are in the same place. And obviously, like, moving to a new city in the United States is something new. It's exciting. could it be like a breath of fresh air and a complete change that I need? Yes. But I think also I'm like thinking about it and I'm like, it just feels too claustrophobic. It feels like I'm too close to these experiences that I've had that I'm trying to like move away from. Like, I feel like I need a reset and something completely new to experience something very different to be able to kind of like move on with life. I don't know if any of this makes sense, but I feel like I need a reset. And I feel like the reset that I need is to move abroad. I think I need to move out of this country, at least for like a little bit. I need something new. And I feel like no matter where I go here, like, yes, obviously, let's say I move to a city that I've never been to in the United States, something new, it's exciting, it's new. But at some point, I don't know whether it would still feel good. You know, like obviously when you first get in, you're like, oh my God, new thing, like exciting and all that. And again, same thing, like you get used to things at time, but I feel like I said, I felt so good when I was in Germany. And I felt so far removed from everything that I've ever like worried about or dealt with here. And that felt good. Like it felt like I was kind of like a newborn baby and I was like experiencing the world for the first time in a way. I don't know if that was a good analogy or if that made any sense, but that's just like how I felt. Like I felt a little bit like I was back with this like blank slate, you know, like some things off of my slate had been erased or at least like pushed off the slate, you know, like, okay, you used to be an important thing in my life, but now you're like out. And I don't know, like, I just feel like that's what I need to do. I know that sounds maybe insane, but I think after this trip, I'm like, this is my plan B. And I'm actually so okay with if the passion projects fail in 6 months, because I want to live abroad. You know, like I want to live abroad. And I don't know whether that would be for studying or for working. I think maybe I would look into working first and then eventually studying. Honestly, like even just coming back, it was like, I'm trying to savor this like good feeling that I've had, but I can already feel little things like creeping in, like little things flooding in. They don't matter to me as much, but for some reason when I'm here, I'm just, it's claustrophobic. It just feels like it's like kind of haunting me alive. Like it's always going to be in my life. Like I said, I just need a reset. I need something new. I need a change. And I think that change isn't like, let's go move to a new city or let's start a new job in the same country that you've been living in this entire time. It's let's go move to another country. Don't know whether that's like actually going to do it for me, but I'm just saying like after this trip, after being in a different environment and culture and space, I know that I can feel better somewhere else. And that, even if it isn't where I think it is, even if it isn't like moving abroad per se, that is just such a breath of fresh air because I felt so eaten alive by everything that's been going on in my life over the past like year, 2 years, honestly, since I've been in college, really. Like it just has weighed so heavy on my mind. And obviously with time, certain things dissolve. Like if I think about my freshman year, I think about the things that happened in there less than I think about the things that happened like a year ago. But I think for me, really, there's like a year where it's like those memories like from a year ago continuous like to now, those still weigh pretty heavy on my mind. Like I said, I came back and like there were certain things that were flooding back into my head, especially thinking about Miami. Like I was like, oh, I'm back in Miami. And then just kind of like all my memories from the time that I've been in Miami in the past year started like flooding back and everything. And just the feelings that I've had while I was like experiencing those things like kind of flooded back. But yeah, no, I think I need something new. I think I need something new. And I think that new is moving abroad. And I think I am that type of person to do that. Like I have always been the type of person who sort of, you know, likes comfort, but also likes to seek out discomfort and wants to experience the world. I truly want to experience the world. The other thing is like, I feel like maybe when I'm here, I feel just a little bit more close-minded to the world. For example, you know, when I was growing up, I always knew that I wanted to like travel to a bunch of places. And I had all these like places that I really wanted to go to. I was like, I want to go to Greece. I want to go to Thailand. I want to go to Iceland. Like, I don't know. I had this like dream travel list. And these are all places that I still want to go to. But I feel like once I got into college, I don't know what happened, but I just kind of closed myself off a little bit where I was like, yeah, it would be really cool to like travel to those places, but I don't want to do that now. Like, I don't want to go to these places right now. I was like, maybe one day when I have like a husband or like with my family, like I didn't have any like real inclination to travel abroad. And I don't know whether, because also like when I was growing up, like I was traveling abroad nearly every year because we would either go to India or go to Germany. And I don't know, maybe something about like being in a different place kind of like made me interested in seeing other places. But then like for some reason in college, it just, I don't know, like I kind of like closed off. Like I was like, I know I still want to go to these places. Like for example, like my Europe trip, like I've been saying it for so long, but when I really thought about it, I was like, ooh, that seems scary. Like, I don't know if I actually want to do that. I was like, I want to do it, but I feel a little scared to do it. And it's like, now I went and I was like, why? Yes, maybe there's a language barrier at times, but like, Girly Pops, you'll be fine, okay? You will be fine. No worries. And I think this trip kind of brought me back. Not gonna lie, now that I'm back, I am again like, oh yeah, I do want to travel, but I don't know. Like, I want to, but you know, and actually now I need to start planning trips that I want to take like before June. So pretty soon. So I actually need to sit down and like think about that. But it's like, again, I'm feeling myself close off a little bit where I'm like, do I want to go to that place in the world? Like, do I want to see that? But it's like, yes, I do. But it's like, I don't know. There's just this fear. Maybe it's also like solo traveling. To be fair, I feel like that's scary in itself. But like, I don't know. I feel like I just like close off when I'm here and I just don't feel that well. And like, I just think I need that change. And I know maybe that sounds crazy, but if it sounds crazy, whatever, like that's how I'm feeling right now. And so with that being said, who knows, maybe in 6 months to a year, I will not be living in the US anymore. I might have moved abroad. That's the goal at this point. This is what I'm chasing now. And that's what I'm going to start working towards in the time that I have now. And then of course, later on, if nothing solidifies. But like I said, I want to give myself 6 months for these passion projects. And then from there, just kind of see where we're going next. But plan B now is to move abroad, either to study or to work, but it is to move abroad. I need to make it happen. It needs to happen. Like, that is what I need. So yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'm hoping that like with more time spent here, you know, now that I'm back, I'm hoping that there's not a problem of me just like wanting to stay here, because like I said, I just feel unwell. I feel unwell. It just feels all too close. And I want to feel a little further away because I feel unwell when I feel too close. And I think also the other thing with that reset is like, I don't think I would forever live abroad, but I think having that experience abroad and then coming back would allow me to like see the US and like be here in a different light. And I think it could be a very positive experience. Like, I think at that point I could move to the cities that I want to live in the US and like start from scratch instead of starting from what I have. Like, for example, like with New York City, it's like I've already kind of spent time there, and the time that I've spent there is connected to something else. And that thing is something that I don't want to keep carrying with me. So it's like, at what point, like if I move back there, like I might still be carrying that. And it may just be like this thing where I'm like walking around, maybe with time, you know, it's not, but like it could also be that being there would just like trigger all these memories, and then I would just be still like stuck in that thought, and like that's not what I want. Who knows? But I feel like if I were to like kind of have this like new change and then experience that for a while and then come back, at that point it's like so much time has elapsed that like that is a distant memory, and maybe I think about it from time to time, but it doesn't weigh heavy on my head and heart, essentially. So anyways, that's kind of the reflection on my trip, and it made me happy to feel at peace again with certain things. And I'm hoping that that continues with time. It has made me more excited about the future, because I think, you know, like for example, the day that I took my final exams, which was a Thursday, and then we flew out on Friday. Thursday night, I take my final exams. And to be fair, I think I was just like so exhausted, and it was a lot. Like, it was a long day. And at the end of it, I think I was just a little upset that like there was no celebration, like no acknowledgement that I had just finished. Like, obviously my parents were like, oh my God, you're done. I mean, I wasn't hoping for anything because I knew that wasn't realistic, but it would have been nice to just have a little cake or like a little cookie, you know, like how I was like, well, actually I did end up getting cookie, but like a little tiny thing just to represent the fact that I had just finished college. And I then was thinking about it a little bit more, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's actually a video of me on the internet. Of course, there's a TikTok where I'm just like crying in my room. And it was because I was just like freaking out about the whole thing, because all of a sudden it just hit. And I was like, oh my God, I'm done with college. Now I'm moving on to the next thing. And I don't know what the next thing is. Like, there's so much unknown, and I'm so scared. And I was frightened. Like, I was really scared about what's next, because I was like, what's next is really scary to me, because it's not, I don't know if I feel great about it. You know, like I don't exactly feel good about it. It's just kind of like, I'm like, if this happens, then I have to do this. If not, I was just really scared about it. And I feel like I'm going to still feel a little scared, but I'm trying not to take myself out, because then, you know, next day, hop on a flight, literally like 24 hours later, I'm on a flight to Germany. And a couple of days later, I'm having this epiphany, and I'm like, I know exactly what I want to do going forward. I know exactly what the next thing is for me. And, you know, I'm going to do the thing that I've been saying I want to do for a while now. And then if that doesn't work out, I know exactly what I'm doing next. And I'm happy with that. That's what I want for myself. Like, that's what I truly want. And I'm very content with the idea of having that as my next like my plan B essentially. And it really, all it took was just to like A, finish college, and then B, go on this trip and experience it to feel better, you know, to have like a peace of mind. And I wasn't expecting that per se. Like I thought I was just kind of maybe going to overthink it more and maybe try and figure it out a little bit, maybe come up with some new plans. But I didn't think I was actually going to like really have this moment where I was like, wait, I know exactly what it is now. Know exactly what I want to do. I know exactly what I want to aim for now. Like I have something to work towards basically at this point. The things that I had to work towards were things that I wasn't exactly excited about working towards. I was like, I don't want to start job applications. I don't want to start applying to corporate America because you know how hard it is to get a job. Like I'm not excited about that, but I feel like inevitably like I have to sit down and start doing that. But with this, I'm like, no, like I want to go look and find jobs in different cities. Like I want to see like what's out there. You know, I want to see whether I can try and get a job in Germany, you know, where I can speak English while like learning German in the city. Like I want to do that. Like I'm excited. I was so excited. I was like, my God, I can't wait to get back on Wi-Fi just so I can start doing research on like different options for living abroad. Anyways, feeling good, feeling at peace, hoping this moment lasts for at least a little while longer, hoping that like the next month is good, you know, like I think I was also a little nervous about being back home. But now that I'm like feeling good, I'm like, okay, you're gonna paint, you're gonna write, you're gonna work on your content, like you're gonna do your stuff, the things that you've been excited to do for such a long time. I have my canvases, I'm actually staring at them right now. And I'm like, okay, let's go to Michael's one day and just like grab some paints and stuff like that. And then I can start working on that. And that's gonna keep me busy. Like I think another thing I was kind of scared about was like not being busy, not having things to do, and just like being insanely bored. But I'm like, no, like I have my things, I know what I want to work on, and now it's just a matter of being able to actually get down and do it. And I'm excited about that. So yeah, I feel good, and I'm hoping this feeling lasts for a little while longer. Just I'm gonna try and savor it for as long, but I'm also hoping that like as time goes by, as I'm just experiencing this like next thing that I'm doing for this next little bit before I have to go back to LA and then start hopefully traveling at that point. Like I'm just hoping what comes next, actually not just like in the next couple weeks, but actually in the next couple months, is good. And it gives me a lot of peace, and I get to have another extended period of time that's good. I want good, and I'm hoping that that's what this new chapter of my life is. Anyways, that's the recap. That's the feelings and thoughts and experiences I had while I was in Germany that, yeah, just made me feel good. And I've said good so many times. I should be like, go take a shot every time I say good, like you are going to be passed out. But, or if you were me, go take a health shot. I think for anyone else that's kind of like been with me on my journey who has struggled through similar things that I've struggled through, like I did actually get a couple of DMs from people telling me about like the last podcast episode. They were like, I feel the same way, and I've been struggling with that too. I think with that, it's like, yes, it could be time, or maybe one day a flip is just going to get switched. And it's really hard to plan it. You know, I really thought I was going to stay in this thought for a long time, but I'm hoping for you that you get to experience that sooner rather than later. And I think maybe knowing that one day that will happen for you, because it will. Okay. Like it will happen. I promise, will bring you some peace. It's not a fun thing to experience. It's not a fun feeling to have. Like I was not having fun with that. Okay. I was really struggling with it. But I think now that I've had this moment that has helped me feel a very different way about it and has helped me feel finally at peace with something that's just been haunting me alive for such a long time and has just weighed so heavy on me, I think maybe knowing, because I think a big part of the reason why I was so stressed about it was literally, it had nothing to do with actually like that. It was just like, when does this end? You know, like I was so scared that it would never end. And I was so scared that I would never have a moment where I finally like felt at peace again. Like it felt like it was just nonstop. And I was like, I'm forever. And again, I hate saying it because I'm like so scared that I'm going to go back, because I do think I've had moments in the past where I've been like, okay, like things are feeling better here. But I don't think it was like the same as having sort of this like flip get switched. It was just kind of like something else might have come into my life, or like, I don't know, maybe shouldn't be giving advice on that. But also maybe knowing that it's a flip thing, like all you just need to do is like flip the switch, maybe give someone some peace. I don't know. I feel like that's really bad advice. I'm sorry. I wish I could say something better on that part, but I don't think I can, because I'm still trying to be wary of it. And I'm not trying to get like too excited about the fact that like, I feel like I've been moving forward forward in that regard. But I think with the other thing, just like thinking about the future and thinking about where you're at and maybe not feeling so great with where you're at, sometimes it's really environment. And I felt that, you know, like when I was in LA too, I kind of just like knew that I didn't thrive in that environment. And I stand by that. But I also now I'm like, I think I don't thrive like in this environment as a whole. Like, yes, I feel better in certain places than others. But I think what I need is like something very different. And I think sometimes what we really need in life is just such a drastic change. And it can be scary to do such a drastic change because it's drastic, obviously. Like, I think there's so many things that are drastic. And of course, it's like based off of your own perception of how drastic it is. You know, some things to some people may seem super minor, while for other people, they may seem super huge. Like, for example, like flying on an airplane, you know, for some people, it's like, oh, I do that all the time. That's nothing. But then for some people, like, it's the biggest thing ever. Like, oh my God, I'm about to like go take a flight. This is huge. And maybe it's super like nerve wracking to them, or maybe it's super exciting, like whatever it is. But it's like different perceptions of it. You know, like at this point, when I think like, oh, I'm flying to LA, I'm like, well, yeah, I do that all the time. But for someone else on that flight with me, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm flying to LA. Like, it's my first time flying to LA. Like, I'm so excited, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's all about perception. And I think sometimes when it comes to like how we're feeling and kind of what we're going through, sometimes what we need is a change. And a change can be anything to someone, you know? Like, I'm not saying that the change for you is to go move abroad. Maybe the change for you is literally to move a couple of towns over or something like that. Like, I don't know. It doesn't have to be the same thing for everyone. And you also may not know what that change is right now, but that doesn't mean that you will never know what that change is. One day your eyes will open up to some opportunity that you maybe never really considered. And in that moment, you're like, you know what, this just feels right. And I have to go for it. And then you will go for it, or you won't. But like, the point is, like, I feel like we have these moments in life where we're like, oh my gosh, I finally figured it out. Like, this entire time I've been feeling this certain way. And then something presented itself in front of me, and maybe it seemed like the most obvious thing ever, but it just never really crossed our minds. And you look at it and you're like, that's it. That is it. Like, I've been looking for this entire time, and everything else I've seen has been like, maybe felt a little right, but also felt a little off. But this right here in this current moment feels right. And this feels like what I need to do. And we're going to have these moments throughout life. Like, this is not the first time I've experienced this. And this is definitely not the last time I'm going to experience it. But it's nice to know that we can have these moments, because I feel like we find ourselves in positions where we're just like soul searching, like searching for something, searching for answers and all that. And sometimes the answer is out there. It just hasn't come to you yet. That doesn't mean it won't come to you. And I don't know if that brings peace to you. I don't know if that makes you feel a little bit better. I don't know if maybe you had an epiphany right now too, where you were like, oh wait, I just realized something. Like, that just triggered something in my mind. And I'm like, I know exactly what it is. But I think truly, like, there is something so great about being able to have these epiphanies. I don't even know if I want to call it an epiphany, but just having these moments of realization where you're just like, okay, I think I know now. I think I know what it is. Or like, the answer is finally coming to me. Like, the answer that I've been looking for such a long time is finally presented itself in front of me, and it feels good. Anyways, I don't know if that was like great advice or anything, but I'm kind of hoping that everything that I shared in this episode was just like a teensy bit inspirational, or maybe even made you like think of something new, just made you feel some hope. You know, just a little bit of hope for life. Because like I said, you know, if you listen to my podcast episodes each week, like, you've heard the ups and downs. And obviously this is maybe a little bit more of an up episode, and there's going to be other down episodes probably in the future. But the point is, like, maybe when I have these up episodes, like, and you're feeling down, like, it's giving you some hope, you know, like, maybe in that moment, hearing me talk about something that's been good in my life, or something that's made me feel good, or an experience I've had that's just like brought in hope into my life, it makes you feel a similar way, even if it's just for a split second. With that being said, I'm going to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Also, realized that I hit over 100 followers on Spotify, which is really, really cool. I know that doesn't seem like a huge number, but I think for being followed on a podcast streaming platform, it is, because I think less people do that than like if you follow someone on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, whatever it is. So that's really cool. Thank you so much for following my podcast. If you do, and if you don't, you should join along, because who knows, maybe one day I'll be doing episodes abroad, hopefully, actually. But also, I just share a lot about my life, and you get to follow along, and maybe some of my episodes will very much resonate with you, and we can experience it together. So anyways, thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in my podcast episode next week. Bye. Love you all.